In a beautiful 17th century riverside garden in Japan, there's an old ginkgo tree that grows at an alarming angle. It was pushed to one side by the force of the atom bomb blast that devastated Hiroshima in 1945, killing nearly 150,000 people. And yet, leafless and burnt, the tree survived and even flourished. Its seeds are still sent around the world to be cultivated as symbols of peace. This Hibaku Jumoku, or A-bomb tree, is an incredible monument to the resilience of nature, an icon of rebirth and renewal. Not too far away stands a far more familiar symbol of that dreadful day, the A-bomb, a building gutted by the blast. Facing it, across the river, is the large Peace Memorial Park, filled with trees and several architectural delights. It was important to the committee that planned the rebuilding of the ruined city that the central area was dedicated to the bomb and its victims. And on that committee was a young architectural professor from Tokyo, Kenzo Tange. A design competition was held for the park in 1949, attracting 132 entries, but Tange and his team secured it. Central to the plan was a museum which would tell the story of that terrible day. As Tange stated, "I hope that my building serves as a factory of peace." It stands like a gateway to the park, flanked by a conference center and a meeting hall. The building is a slender rectangular box hoisted up on columns, the whole thing made from concrete, including the vertical louvres that give shade to the windows. It has the familiar look of works by Le Corbusier and Mies van der Rohe, which Tange had studied. And yet, despite its flat roof and modern materials, its simplicity and exposed linear structure echo traditional Japanese architecture. At night, when lit from within, it's reminiscent of a Japanese lantern. This simplicity is heartening, especially seen today when museums are more extrovert, stealing the limelight with their extraordinary shapes. Here, in 1955, Tange bridged two cultures, giving modernism a Japanese slant and setting the agenda for post-war Japanese architecture. This pivotal building also shows how the clean, raw shape of brutalism works best when set within nature. The beautiful trees in the park give a sense of continuing life, blossoming in spring, becoming burnished in autumn. Dotted among them are other memorials, from the glass cases filled with paper origami cranes that memorialize the children killed by the blast, to a simple saddle-shaped cenotaph, also by Tange, which protects a chest in which all the names of the dead are inscribed on a scroll within. The park and its buildings celebrate life and the peace that supports it, as much as invoking grief and loss. Everything, in other words, that is encapsulated so perfectly in that single ginkgo tree by the riverside.